Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's a good story, the race for mayor of Chicago. To keep up with it, we need to keep an eye on the candidate, Willie Wilson. A rags-to-riches African-American born into a sharecropper family in Louisiana, leaving home at 13, picking cotton in the South, moving north to Chicago, mopping floors in a McDonald's. Those were his rags. His riches include managing that McDonald's, franchising 5 McDonald's, and owning and operating a medical supply company. Willie Wilson is now worth $25 million and running his third race for mayor, after running once for the U.S. Senate and once for the White House. In both those races, he was trounced because Willie Wilson is not a politician. He's just a generous, thoughtful guy with a big heart, helping people handle the pain of inflation. He's giving away, out of his pocket, more than $2 million worth of gas. And he's asking the incumbent Mayor Lightfoot to join him at a pump to give away money for gas out of her pocket. She is not answering, trying instead to upstage Willie Wilson with a plan for City Hall to give away $12 million worth of gas, $12 million taxpayers' dollars. Wilson is being accused of buying votes and being sneaky doing it. Fact is that in one way or another, candidates for public office often buy votes. Willie Wilson is being honest about it. Good for him. And really good for car and truck drivers who need help fighting fears of inflation without hitting on taxpayers to get it.
I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com or download the WGN Radio app.